On from Anstra Berso. The Dane holds. We are on serve after having one break apiece early in the second set. All that Arthur Jabeur won the first by 6-4. So that question, Towson bidding to become the third Danish woman to reach a Grand Slam quarterfinal in the Open era. As Max, who set the question, said, we all know that Caroline Wozniacki is one. Who is the other? And at which major did she do it? And congratulations to Stephen, who's the first of, I'm sure, many of you who are about to come forward with the right answer. He says, at first I thought it was Teen Shua Larsen at Roland Garros, but she made the last 16, not the quarterfinals. So it must be Dorte Ekner at the Australian Open when it was still played on grass in 1978. Stephen, you are correct. A loaf of bread, which is missing two pieces of it because of the sandwich that I think Stefan missed. He ate the sandwich. He ate the sandwich, but Stephen, if you're
starting to regret it right now.
If you would like to come up to the fifth floor of the media centre, Stephen, here in Paris, I will personally hand you the bread and the remaining strawberries. And I'm going to take a picture of what is left of Antoine's sandwich as well. But this is a fascinating tactical battle here. It is fun when you know what both players are trying to do.
Yeah. Jabeur, she needs to be careful because when you do that, you know, you kind of lose the rhythm from the baseline because you're trying so much, you know, to do variations with some slices and some drop shots, and you kind of, you know, you can lose track of how to hit the ball from the baseline. So I hope for Jabeur that it's going to work like this, because if she needs to switch back, you know, or to play a bit more shots from the baseline, she could be in trouble.
1-2-15 love now, Jabeur. Deep return from Towson. Big forehand. Oh, too hot to handle.
Cancel.
Once again, great stroke from the baseline from Towson with a very heavy forehand.
Towson, sounded like you were trying to say Tucson again there. And Grace has accused me of trying to impersonate Clara Towson. That really was Clara Towson. That was not me, Grace. Honestly, I promise. I'm giving up with impersonations. And I'm giving up bringing fruit into the box as well, as Towson goes long this time. You know, you bring in strawberries on the first day. Oh, they're a bit hairy. Bring in some today. Oh, they're too small. You know, you just can't please some people.
Yeah.
The Empress is very demanding. Forehand returning to the net from Towson.
Just facing critics, you know.
Non-stop. Got used to it. Well, that was a really disappointing return from Towson. Just when you felt like maybe she was starting to get into Jabeur a little bit. Now, forehand cross court to the forehand of Towson. Into net again. She was pulled out wide on a forehand wing.
We can feel that the Danish player, she doesn't like, you know, to be on the defensive part of the game. You know, she's like, you can tell that she's a dictator, that she wants to lead the game, that she wants, you know, to get control of the game and of the geometry of the court. And when Jabeur, she manages to make Towson run, well, that's a good thing for Jabeur.
So here is Towson, who was the 2019 Girls Australian Open champion. She's picked up two WTA titles since then, both in 2021. Backhand reply from Jabeur, right onto the baseline. That's awkward for Towson, but she's managed to keep it. Yeah, I say she's managed to keep the point going. She's then overhit a forehand.
0-0.
Rob says he feels so calm when Antoine is on air. Jiminy Greenfield's come up with Dorte Ekner. Correct, but just not as quick as Stephen. Jiminy. Love 15. Backhand return from Jabeur to the feet of Towson. Now the forehand cross court. That's a winner from Ons Jabeur.
0-30.
Great footwork from Jabeur. She sets on her feet and then she can go anywhere with that forehand. She decided to go cross court where Towson was not, which is a good thing to do in tennis.
Yeah, it sort of, it makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah. Go where your opponent isn't. And now she's just pushing her forehand back into play with the return and then puts more loft on the ball to Jabeur. High ball from Towson, hits the outside of the line.
Whoa.
And that was unlucky for Jabeur because the ball bounced sideways once it hit the line and she's gesticulating and understandably saying, what am I meant to do with a bounce like that?
But that was a special choice that she made, you know, like, she decided to do like an overhead shot, but going drop shot, which is really rare, you know? And 15-30. Jabeur returning cross court with a backhand and Tozon missing long with a down the line backhand. 15-40, two break points.
At the end of this game, Antoine, there is one more word. Brian in Tampa promises it's the last one that you're going to have a look at on Twitter
I'm not even looking at the screen right now, you know, and because I don't want to, you know, prepare. I want to do it right away.
Okay, that's perfect. Good tactics. Drop shot doesn't work from Towson. She tried the backhand drop shot. It's drifted wide. And for the second time in this set, Ange Jabeur has broken the Danes' serve. She's back in front, leading by 3-2, having won the first set by 6-4.
And but the body language from Tozon is not that good. She looks a little bit disappointed by that last shot.
Well, the Earl of Barnes tells us that Towson has never won a Grand Slam main draw match from a set down, so she's certainly got her work cut out. Mentioning the two titles that she's picked up, they were both in 2021 in Luxembourg and Lyon.
Okay.
Five titles for Ange Jabeur altogether. I must say, I mean, she's a wonderful player. I thought she'd won more than five. Her biggest one coming in Madrid in 2022. Ange. Right, have a look at Twitter. Your last challenge from Brian in Tampa.
Okay.
And the word, well, I'll give you the spelling. It's P-L-E-T-H-O-R-A.
I'm going to go with Plethora. That makes you laugh that much?
No, I'm sorry.
Plethora.
Plethora.
No?
It's close.
So what's the...
Close but no cigar.
Plethora?
Plethora.
Plethora. Plethora.
Oh, Brian, you're cruel. But we love you. Antoine, you're a sport. Okay.
Brian, I'll do whatever you want.
Short ball, and Towson, well, she went straight back at Jabeur, who then gives her a really tricky little backhand volley in the forecourt, and well, to no one's surprise who's been watching this match, Towson makes an error.
Yeah, great serve.
Very good
serve from Jabeur.
Deep to the backhand of her opponent.
She's been serving pretty good so far in this match. Set it up.
Hello to Bronson, who's on the Gold Coast in Australia. We hear from him on a regular basis as Jabeur goes wide with a serve down the middle. He says slightly chilly, 10 degrees. Bronson is pleased that Ons is doing the business so far. Of course, she is so popular. It's not such a good point, though, from Jabeur. So it's 30-15. Serving at 3-2. Forehand off return from Towson. And I don't know, that just obviously came back rather quicker than Jabeur was expecting, Antoine. And she got that all wrong. Trying to slice.
Yeah. She didn't manage to control the ball. She mishit it, framed it, and 30-0.
Up goes the ball.
Premier service.
Clips the top of the tape, lands inside the box, so it will be another first serve. Hannah Klugman, the British youngster I was telling you about, has just started on court 12. Stretch return on the backhand side from Towson. She was in trouble, and Jabeur knew exactly what she had to do. She came in quickly and she whipped the ball into the open court to go to 40-30.
1 point away from a 4-2 lead in the second set.
She looks to go out wide again, as is her wont on that ad side, and then she drills a backhand down the line to Zons Jabeur. It's a hold of serve. It's 4-2. She purses her lips. She looks very focused, very determined. There are some Tunisian flags fluttering in the crowd, and there's also a Dane who is feeling the pain. And Clara Towson's body language does not suggest that she feels she can come back from this situation.
Yeah.
As well as never coming from a set down to win a main draw match in a slam, the Earl of Barnes tells me that Towson's never beaten a top 20 player from a set down either. So that's the measure of the task awaiting her. She's coming in now. She's playing a forehand volley, and that's retrieved by, oh my word, twice Jabeur seemed to be out of the point, but she was defending brilliantly from behind her baseline. She sliced one backhand into play, then a pretty unconvincing forehand volley gave Towson another chance. She then didn't do much with an overhead. The ball kept coming back, but finally she put a backhand volley into the open court.
That's a good effort from Jabeur. Well, look at that stat. Towson, she came to the net 26 times. She won only 13 points. And I don't think that it was, you know, only on her. That was just a will from her part, you know, that to come that often and that much at the net. That was really what Jabeur has been doing, you know, that you've been saying. It's like attracting her to the net, and yeah, she's been playing a lot of points up there, and she... We know that she doesn't feel that comfortable in that part of the game.
Well, that last return from Jabeur on the backhand side clipped the top of the tape and went wide. So it's 2-4-30 love. Crowd just starting to get quite lively. Aaron, 13 minutes on the clock. Backhand return deep from Jabeur. High ball goes up down the middle of the court from Towson. Now she's slicing on her backhand. In comes Jabeur to wind up a big forehand. Yes. And she goes back behind Towson.
Yeah, behind, but kind of in the middle of the court, which is sometimes a great, you know, when you don't like a look, when you don't get a look at the target, you know, when you don't have a clear choice in your mind, it's a great way to go forward, just to play down the middle with very good attack. We know that sometimes also Sasha Zverev does it, or Rafael Nadal does it as well.
Slice backhand return deep into the backhand corner of Towson. Then the forehand to the forehand of the Danish player, and a miss hit on the forehand side from Jabeur.
Yeah, Jabeur has trouble when the ball arrives very fast from Towson. So we've seen several mistakes from Jabeur on that part in game points.
Yeah, 40-15. Yeah, and that first serve clips the top of the tape, and then Jabeur had to take some evasive action, actually, because it was going to hit her, so she just swayed out of the way. Oh, that's a double fault.
Yeah. And a big one.
40-30.
Second serve going way beyond the line. 40-30, I mentioned the blonde hair of the Dane, which is neatly controlled in a bun. She's got a black visor. The headband is Jabeur's preferred choice.
And
that serve clips the top of the table. It'll be another first serve. A black shorts for Towson, and a top that's got a mix of black, white, and yellow.
Yeah.
That first serve was always dropping into the net. Little ball boy sprints to his left, grabs it, repositions himself on his knee pad by the net. Opposite the umpire's chair. Backhand reply now is on the line from Jabeur.
That was not an easy one, because the second serve, you know, went high above Jabeur's shoulders, but she was able to put it down with using her left hand on the two-hand backhand. We know that the strengths for the two-handed backhand, you know, be able to use that left wrist to keep the ball in play.
Juice second serve, backhand off return from Jabeur. Now she's onto the forehand, cross court to the forehand side of Towson. That's well struck. That's yeah, not coming back.
Avantage Towson.
that's what she's got to do, as Antoine was saying, when she gets a strong, flat ball coming back at her. Jabeur doesn't look like the genius that she is when the clever little dinks are being played. Game point to reduce the gap to 4-3. The return again into the backhand corner of Towson. Slice on the backhand side from Jabeur into that same area. Now she's going to wind up a forehand, and again, pretty much down the middle of the court, but going back behind Towson, a tactic that's worked very well in this particular game.
Good slice back in. That made Towson change the direction. And then Jabeur was able to hit the next one with a good forehand. She went behind Towson down the line. And we're back at deuce. The game that lasting now more than 5 minutes.
Yep. Better serve. And the backhand that returns into the net. Towson, by the way, seems to either grumble or at least chat with her coach as much as Olga Danilovic, which is saying something.
She's been talking with the box and the coach pretty much the whole match so far. No, giving her impressions, like quick feedback.
Her coach is Lars Christensen. He's missed her first serve again. Game point once more at 2-4 in this second set. Says sorry, doesn't like the toss up. Second serve to the backhand of Jabeur. Comes back quite quickly, off forehand into the net from Ons Jabeur. It is a hold for Towson. So she's still just the one break down in this second set, having lost the first by 6-4. Happy Me says, Marcus, stop laughing at Antoine. You're mean. Just wait until he asks you to pronounce some French words. We all know how good your French accent is. I'll tell you something, Happy Me. When I went to order my lunch today, the chef, as I said, je voudrais...
Oh, yeah.
Je voudrais seulement les fruits. And she said to me, without any proffering on my behalf, you have a very good accent, sir.
Nice.
I was quite pleased about that. Didn't want to tell her that that was the sum total of my French. I would like some chips only, please. It's a start. And Happy Me wants constant updates on Hannah Klugman. Your wish is our desire. The Brit, who is seeded 5 in the junior championships this year, playing Luna Maria Sinali of Argentina on court 12, a level at one game all.
How old is that Brit player?
Which one?
The one that we're talking about, Hannah Klugman.
Yeah.
How old is she?
That's a very good question. She's young. I think, I'd have to look at, I think she
that.
Might still only be 15.
Let's check there.
If you do check, because she has been an absolute phenom. I reckon she's only 15. Backhand reply is deep from Towson. Jabeur took both feet off the ground to play her plus one. Now the off forehand is just long.
15-0.
Bravo, bravo. Busy afternoon for Barbora Kuchikova, because she won her ladies doubles not long ago, and now she's back on court 2 for a mixed doubles match.
Yeah, she's born in 2009. She's 15 years old.
Yeah, I mean, she it's very early days, but she's creating quite a stir back in the United Kingdom. Backhand into the net from Jabeur.
Ganzo.
Comes from a very athletic family. At least one of her sisters is very good at hockey.
Okay.
She's super fit. Intelligent, charming. Good luck to her. Forehand cross court now to the forehand side of Jabeur. Now plays the double hander to the forehand of Towson. Oh, that was another good deep ball that Jabeur couldn't dig out from just in front of the baseline.
Yeah, well, Jabeur got caught again in the feet. And it's 15-30. Jabeur misses her serve on the tee, about to serve the second serve.
Up goes the ball. Backhand reply, cross court to the double hander of Ons Jabeur, and then an attempt. Ooh, piercing screech, which signals the fact that her attempted backhand down the line missed by a mile. Brian says, I will save my allotment of words for Antoine until next year, but I will continue to listen. You're my new faves. Thank you, Brian, in Tampa. And Mariana says, Marcus and Cher Antoine, plethora is a Greek word, so your effort is much appreciated. Bravo. And then she suggests that I turn my attention to pronouncing a French word of Antoine's choice. Okay, well, we'll give that a go in a moment. Backhand cross court from Djibouti.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
And then she goes down the line. There's a touch of class.
Yeah. Very well executed by Jabeur. She played that back and down the line, surprising her opponent and giving her a look at this game. She's a poly 30 and a good serve on the front side. She's now up 5-3, one set away from the win. And a quarterfinal.
That was beautiful, that backhand down the line. Aaron, 22 minutes on the clock. So, Clara, in your first round of 16 at the slam, you know what you've got to do here. Make sure you hold on to your serve. And Djibouti can at times be a little fragile as she nears victory. Anybody can. She's just pushing that forehand back into play. Big, strong backhand from Towson, who comes in. The volley straight at Djibouti, who goes, or tries to go over Towson's head, but she holds her position by the net and slices away a backhand volley for the winner. Yeah. She was quite relieved that ball wasn't any higher. The attempted lob from Djibouti. So 3-5, 15, love. Towson goes into the net with her first serve. Rocks back. Throws up the ball. And that's a double fault again. She's gone long with the second serve. What does she do? Well, first she looks at her coach and then she takes a deep breath.
Sometimes it feels like she's not putting enough spin in her second serve. Like it goes flat, deep, too deep in this instance. 15-0.
First serve clipping the top of the tape and bouncing back Towson's side. Second serve to the backhand of Djibouti, and now it's Towson's turn with a really good backhand down the line, which is returned, or retrieved at least, by Djibouti, but her shot floats long, so 30-15. Towson to the backhand, and then the plus one, the slice backhand from Towson, and the slice forehand cross court from Djibouti is just wide. She then attempts to show some footballing skills as the ball comes back down towards her end of the court, stuck out of left foot, didn't make contact.
I know that Djibouti can, you know, juggle pretty well with the feet and a tennis ball, so
yeah, she wasn't in the mood to do it on that occasion. So 3-5, 40-15, Towson about to complete the first half of her job here, which is of course to hold and then try and rattle the Tunisian when she serves for the match. Serves to the backhand. It's another of those drop shot returns. In comes Towson, trying to get a ball deep. She's failed to do so. Oh, but when you watch Towson and Djibouti battle at the net, there is only ever going to be one outcome.
Yeah, we can feel that she's not very confident in this area of the court.
I have to say, though, Antoine, and I don't want to criticise at all, but for a player who was a junior champion at Grand Slam level and who's been just outside the world's top 20, there's plenty of room for improvement when it comes to her volley technique, isn't there?
That's true. Also in her movement, the way she moves to defend, she can do way better, but she needs to be careful right now because she missed That forehand, cross court, deep behind the baseline, and now it's deuce, and Jabber is now 2 points away from the win.
Yeah. She should have done rather better. Should have, could have, would have done rather better with that forehand. But it is 3-5, it's deuce. Ons wants to get this one done and dusted. First serve goes into the net. No real obvious change in the position on the return for Jabber for the second serve. She's come forward just a little bit more. She's playing an off backhand to the forehand side of Towson. Cross court, but into the net from Ons Jabber.
Avantage, Towson.
Ruby's got in touch. Everyone's backing you up. As usual, I'm being bullied. Ruby says, happy me takes the words out of my mouth. Teasing a bilingual person for the way they pronounce words in their second language is not fair, especially when the person doing the teasing only speaks one language. Ruby, I do speak a little bit of French, un petit français, mi espagnol.
And I'm sure.
Mi espagnol is très bien.
Voilà.
No, très bien.
Muy bien.
Merci. Gracias. Backhand from Jabber onto her forehand side now. Game point for Towson. Slicing on the backhand. Jabber's running around onto her forehand. She's playing the off forehand and she's missing. So Towson, not with the greatest deal of composure, it has to be said, holds again. And in a moment, Ons Jabber will serve for the match at 5-4 in the second set. So to please everybody who feel that I've been bullying you, give me a French word that I have a think of a difficult French word. Maybe just write it down. Obviously, if you say it, it's not going to work.
I'm gonna
between you and Stefan, you can come up with a really difficult word.
I need to think about it.
Okay. Yeah, well, you got time. The sun is out.
No way.
You can hear the murmurs, the gasps. What is this bright thing in the air?
Yeah, you can actually see some great lights on Philippe Châtrier as there are mixed double going on. Saint Arevalo against Matt Exens and Krajicek. 6-4-4-3 for the Chinese and the player from El Salvador.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give you
a pen?
Word.
You need a pen and a piece of paper.
Merci, mesdames et messieurs.
Right here.
While you do that, Ons Jabber is going to serve for the match. As Carissa writes to say, Antoine, I could listen to your commentary all day. Your accent is like a French symphony. Merci to you both.
Thank you very much, guys, for the warm welcome for the first week on Radio RG for me.
Jabber's miss with her first serve. She was looking for a big one down the tee. And I won't look at that until the end of this game, be it the game or the match. Forehand return from Towson, but I'm clearly going to be tested. Off forehand from Towson and into the net from Ons Jabber.
Zero cancel.
Is there going to be a little twist towards the end of this second set? Anna Klugman now 2 games all with Luna Maria Sinali of Argentina. Girls singles first round match on court 12. Jabber. Good deep first serve, but Towson's got it back into play. Now she's stretching on her backhand. She managed to slice one over the net. Ooh. And then, that's too good from Jabber. She comes in and slices one away herself right onto her opponent's baseline.
Kenzo.
Beautiful play. Slice one hand backhand. That lands right before the baseline. 15-all.
She makes it look so easy, and that shot isn't. And looking to go down the middle, missing by a mile. Oh, 3 ball boys all started to go for that one. They're very keen. The second serve is going to be hit back. Oh dear, in ugly fashion on the forehand by Towson.
That's hand up to her mouth. When you are feeling a little bit of tension, you know, closing out a match like this, you want a 3 point like this, you want a gift.
First serve as long. You can rely on Richard for a play on words that only British people of a certain vintage would appreciate. I don't suppose Antoine ever saw the show we're about to touch upon. Backhand return from Towson with no pace whatsoever. Jabeur jumps into it, and then the forehand actually is right onto Jabeur's baseline. That's a well-struck backhand as well, but this time Jabeur's dealing with the pace that's coming at her until then, when stretching on her forehand, she nets, and it's 30-all. So Richard might not be right when he says that Towson is about to get on the buses and go home. I am sure, Antoine, and Stefan for that matter, that you have never seen a British situation comedy in the early 70s called On the Buses with a character called Olive. No, well, I wouldn't go looking for it, to be honest. Oh, Jabeur thought she'd come up with an ace down the middle. Late call, which has been confirmed by the umpires, now coming down off her chair and says, yes, that was out. Jabeur was turning around thinking she got to match point. Instead, it's 30-all second serve.
Yeah, not the same at all. And the replay confirms it. Second serve going on.
Towson runs around to return on her forehand side. She's going to play another off forehand to the backhand of Jabeur, who's defending well deep from both players. Terrific depth from both players. And then a winning forehand from Clara Towson.
30-40.
She played that point with a lot of aggressivity, and we felt like from the return she went for it, and then she finished with this winner down the line, 30-40, break point to come back at 5-all. First serve from Jabeur, missed. She's about to serve her second serve.
Deep breath from Towson. She knows she's got a chance to get back on terms in this set. Very, very slow second serve. Towson's now playing a backhand to the forehand of Jabeur, who redirects things down the line, and the lofted backhand from Towson is long.
Maybe she could have done more, you know, on the second serve, because the second serve was only 104 kilometers an hour, which is not a lot. It was not that deep in the box, so Towson, maybe she could have done better on that return.
Yeah, she might just regret not doing a little bit more. So deuce again. One break back point has come, and that's a good first serve, and the backhand returns into the net. And now Ons Jabeur does have a match point. A quarterfinal against Coco Gauff is almost a reality for her. She serves long. Now, is this the last we see of Clara Towson in 2024? Backhand return to the backhand side of Jabeur, who drives it down the line. Forehand cross-court right onto Jabeur's baseline. She did well to control that ball, did the Tunisian. So they're going backhand to backhand cross-court. There's some slice there from Jabeur, and that's going to drift wide.
Égalité.
That was a weird mistake from Jabeur, because that's, you know, a shot that she likes, that slice backhand one-handed. And she missed by quite a lot in the alley, going wide. And we're back at deuce. Good serve down the tee on Towson's backhand.
Oh, and then Towson tries to go for a backhand up the line. And she knew, I think, the moment she hit that, that her shot selection was wrong. The tactic was a little bit awire, perhaps. A little scream and a second match point as a result for Jabeur. Rocks back. First serve is out of the box. Ball came straight back at her, and she caught it most impressively, and she's using it again. But the second serve, Towson backhand cross court, thought she was going to come in for a moment. Instead, she mishits a forehand wide. And on Jabeur, quick nod, raises both arms, inviting the crowd to cheer her success, which is what they do. It'll meet at the net between the two players. They'll shake hands. It's Jabeur who goes through 6-4. 6-4. An hour and 35 minutes.
And going to the quarterfinals for Jabeur, which is a good hit for the Tunisian player here. We know that she has expectations, you know, in Grand Slams. And we felt a bit tense in the early rounds here in Roland Garros. And now she feels, we feel like she feels better and better, you know, like a bit more relaxed, a bit more in the game. She's trying to, you know, to master the those variations, those drop shots, a lot of slice. Whenever she can, you know, hit a good forehand and hurt her opponent, she does as well. But she takes the time to work and to build her points and to put her game in place. She's just so great to watch, you know, so.
Yeah. Clara Towson, to be fair to her, is stopping to sign a few autographs on her way off court. Having played in her first round of 16 match, she won't become the third Dane to make the quarterfinals. We'll hear now from Marion and Ons.
Ons, félicitations.
Ons, congratulations. Bravo to you. We felt a little bit of tension at the beginning of the match. We also felt that on the last game. There's been a great atmosphere on this court. How did you feel about that match? She's such a great player.
It
was a bit difficult for me. I was trying to put my first serve in because I know that I'm going to get my second serve attacked. But thanks to the crowd, I tried to stay focused and to win at the end.
C'est assez rare, mais c'était la première fois que vous affrontiez.
It's pretty rare, but that was your first meeting between
with this player. Avant de t'affronter aujourd'hui, comment as-tu géré ce match sur le plan tactique dans la préparation?
How did you prepare the match with your box and especially on the strategic part?
Mélanie,
a lot of mental work with Mélanie.
Voilà,
I was talking about.
On a parlé tactiquement avant
and
de jouer,
with my hot team, we talked about tactics before the game.
The match. Elle, son jeu aussi peut vraiment me déranger.
My goal was to put in place my game because I know that with my type of game, I can bother her a lot. So it worked pretty well today. Is the coach happy or no? But the coach already left.
Tu te qualifies pour les quarts de finale.
Once you're now qualified for the quarterfinals in the French Open. Congratulations to you first.
Tu vas affronter une joueuse que tu connais bien. Coco Gauff.
You're going to face Coco Gauff in the next round. I'm gonna. You're gonna need you to trust me, you know, in that next round. I'm counting on you guys, because there was a little bit of, you know, like. Noise in the crowd when
Corey Goff was mentioned.
Of course, both players know well each other. What is the thing before that match? She's an amazing player. She's very young. She plays perfectly. She won the US Open last year. She's such a fighter on the court. It will be an exceptional match to play. I hope that I'll be able to use my magic and the crowd with me. I need the crowd with me to make something magic happen.
So,
I think you want to sing a little song with the crowd. And she's singing in Tunisian. So nice to see Ons smile. Thank you very much, Ons.
Hey.
Great moment on course, Suzanne Lenglen, between Marion Bartoli and Ons Jabeur. And that's going to be something to take into account, you know. The crowd is with Ons Jabeur here because we know that, of course, she speaks French and the crowd loves her. And so that's going to be something to deal with for the other players.
Yeah, absolutely. But she's charming. I mean, her voice is better than Fabrice Santoro's. Much better than mine as well. But I mean, she just knows how to win the crowd over time.
Yeah, she's very good at that.
She will need the crowd support because the head-to-head against Goff doesn't favour her. They've met on six previous occasions. Goff leads 4-2. The most recent encounter was at the WTA Finals in Cancun last year when Goff won 6-love, 6-1. Now, the conditions there were unique. Blowing a gale,
Have they met on clay?
Yes, Goff won their previous meeting here at Roland Garros. That was in the round of 16 in 2021.
All right.
And she won that 6-3, 6-1.
All right, so so there's a bit of an advantage for Goff.
Now, we're going to have some more singles action shortly because Hubert Hurkacz and Grigor Dimitrov is the next match on court, Suzanne Longlen. Don't forget, not before 8:15 tonight for Corentin Moutet against Jannik Sinner. I've been putting off this next moment, but having given Antoine a bit of a hard time with words such as plethora and teeth and heath, he's come back at me with a French word that he's written down. Oh, you see, Antoine, I mean, luckily, I...
You know this word, of course.
Well, I know
you... Because you're a foodie.
I am a bit of a foodie, and I know you'd like me to pronounce it champignon. But I'm going to say champignon.
Oh.
Oui?
Magnifique.
C'est vrai?
Magnifique.
Okay, thank you very much. You'll like this one, though. Arvin's been in touch. And, of course, Antoine is multi-talented. He's a coach. He's been coaching his brother, Julien Beneteau. He's also a writer. And he wrote the 1983 story, the story about Yannick Noah's triumph here at Roland Garros. And Arvid says, hi, Marcus and Antoine. Call me crazy. But since I love the 1983 story, there are so many aspects to it that might never be replicated. I ordered Antoine and Yannick Noah's book. Of course, I only know very basic French. So the goal this summer, and he says he's relatively free until July, is to read a few pages or so of the book with translation software right next to me and then type out a translation in English. Should help me improve my French. We'll call it a labor of love. Please wish me luck, or even better, bonne chance. Well, bonne chance, but he's going to have fun learning the language and reading that, Antoine.
And thank you very much ordering the book and taking the time to dive into this great story that happened in 1983. You'll find some insights from Patrice Ageloer, who was the coach of Yannick at that time. Insights from Mats Wilander as well, that played Yannick in the finals that year. Insight from Christophe Roger Vasselin, Edouard's father, that played Yannick in the semis. So I had the chance to interview all the best witnesses of that year of Roland Garros, and to get some great stories out of it. And also, you'll dive a little bit into the Parisian nightlife at that time, who was something special. I believe.
Yeah, you were too young.
I was not even born. But I wish I. No, I'm more like. I'm like an old soul. I wish I would be living, in the 70s. I think that would have been my time.
I think I agree with you. No social media. Everything was a lot more straightforward. It wasn't CCTV footage everywhere. Not that I'm particularly worried about being filmed, but it's just a more simple time. I've got an idea. If Arvin makes a really good job of the translation, perhaps you could give him a little commission, because I want to. I think there'd be a lot of English-speaking people only who would like to read the book. So, Arvin, if you do a really good job with the translation, send it to Antoine, and maybe his people can contact your people, and we'll get a deal done.
Wow! If we're making business on air, that's amazing.
I know. I mean, Simon Campbell spent the whole of last year plugging his book. You know, he wrote a book. Good one, to be fair. Simon's book about Roger Federer and the effect he had on so many different people. Lovely picture from Dave with Murray the Doodle. If you're... Are you a chien lover? If so, you're like...
I am.
You're like Murray the Doodle.
Murray the Doodle, okay.
Dave's loving the discussion. Nice. He says, loving the discussion. I presume it's the discussion that we're having rather than the discussion he's having with Murray the Doodle. But, I mean, Murray the Doodle might be a really clever doodle. They're
and
strolling.
Maybe he's a good listener,
Well, that's important.
Yeah.
They are strolling about on the closing day of the 15th annual Art on the Grand. So nice to hear from you. Do keep your emails coming. Richard.
Yeah.
She was certainly On's song there. Oh, Richard.
Your Johanna Klugman is a bit down 4-3, but on serve, deuce.
Yeah.
On court 12.
It's a tight one.
We have a funny mixed doubles on course Simon Mathieu, as Alizé Cornet and Nicolas Mahut are about to face Laura Siegmund from Germany and Edouard Roger-Vasselin from France.
Ah, so Roger-Vasselin can actually end Alizé Cornet's career today.
Yeah.
Do they get on? Are they friends, do you know?
Yeah, they're pretty friends. But there's a bit something going on between Roger Vasselin and Nicolas Mahut, you know, because they've been playing together this year and their goal was to play the Olympics together. And now because of the rankings and stuff, like, because Roger Vasselin is currently 10 in the world. So if he's 10 in the world at the end of the French Open, he can pick whoever he wants, you know, to play, because he gets in with whomever he wants. But there's a big chance that he's going to be 11 at the end of the French Open.
Ah.
And so if he's 11, he needs to get in with another, you know, well-ranked French player in doubles. And maybe that would put him with a player like Reboul or with Gaël Monfils, because he could use his single ranking. So there's a bit of discussion going on in the backstage of the French tennis right now in the Olympics, because, you know, the deadline is right after the French Open. So, and the Olympics is such a big deal, of course, for us, because, I mean, we are hosting it and...
Yeah, that's interesting. That is that's a nice little inside answer.
So, and they're facing each other in mixed doubles right now. So sometimes, you know, fate just does work.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that match, of course.
Of course, sure. But we're of course going to follow the Hubert Hurkacz match against Grigor Dimitrov.
We are.
Two great players.
But what's interesting in particular about this, the head-to-head record, Antoine, this is going to be their sixth meeting. Dimitrov leads 5-0.
Whoa.
I don't know if there's an obvious reason why. He's always got the better. Four meetings on hard courts and one on clay in Monte Carlo a couple of years ago, which was very tight, actually. Dimitrov won that in a third set tiebreak.
Yeah. Well, that's surprising to me, because I could tell, of course, Dimitrov is such an amazing player all around, you know, but Hubert Hurkacz on hard court, and we know that he's so good on grass. So, you know, at least he could have had one or two, you know, in these meetings. But
I'll tell you what's really interesting about their head-to-heads, though. Four of those five matches have been decided by a final set tiebreak.
No way.
And obviously Dimitrov's won them all. The first meeting was in Indian Wells in 2021. Dimitrov won that by 7-2 in the tiebreak. Then in Monte Carlo, he won that one by 7-2 in the final set tiebreak. Then they met in the Netherlands, and he won that by 7-5 in a tiebreak. And most recently, this year in Miami, he came through by 7-3 in a tiebreak. So whatever happens, it should be a very closely fought contest.
Yeah.
The balls are coming out on long length, so the players won't be too far behind them. Just to tell you that Hannah Klugman's now level at four games all. She's actually got a break point. Sinali is serving at 4-all, 30-40. So is Klugman about to strike? Lots of other juniors are playing. Lots of doubles, as we've mentioned, in particular that Cornet-Mahut against Siegmund Roger-Vasselin match. In front of us on court, Philippe Chatrier, we have a second... Do we have a second set tiebreak? We do.
Yeah, we do.
6-point all in that second set tiebreak, so
mesdames et messieurs,
that could be coming to an end. Here come the players.
Beautiful new entrance on course, Suzanne Lenglen. They unveiled the roof. They have a nice entrance now, like kind of... Not the same as the Philippe Chatrier, but it has its own style. But there's a nice Suzanne Lenglen sign and some wood parts around the player, as we see Grigor Dimitrov in the entrance, waiting for his name to be called by Thierry Héon, the speaker of coach Suzanne Lenglen.
Match comptant pour un huitième de finale du tableau simple, messieurs, Roland-Garros, édition 2024. Deux fois huitième du finaliste à Roland-Garros en 2020 et la saison passée, tête de série numéro 10, il est bulgare, Grigor Dimitrov.
Rejuvenated Bulgarian.
Yeah. The French loves him. Such a very aesthetic player, you know. I think he's going to be the crowd's favorite this match.
Il a été huitième de finaliste en 2022. Tête de série numéro 8, il est polonais, Hubert Hurkacz.
Hubi, one of the nicest guys you can wish to meet as well. A gentle giant.
Well, we have two great guys on court. Entering courses and Langdon right now.
Hubi's 27 years of age, so he's 6 years Grigor's junior. And of course, he's such a formidable physical force, Antoine.
Yeah, he is. And he's such a complete player as well, you know, like he serves well, he's great ground strokes, he can come to the volley, he moves pretty well, you know, as these new guys are they're now big and they can move very well, which I never managed to be able to do.
You're not the only one.
I'm just big.
Well, he's very special. Of course, he has a habit of destroying world-class players as they near the end of their careers, as Roger Federer discovered at Wimbledon, and then more recently, Rafael Nadal experienced.
But Dimitrov is having just how you say that, you know, like in French you say a second souffle, you know, like a second breath in his career. He's just been playing amazingly, you know, this past month, and
a second wind, we would call it.
Second wind, voilà.
Alison Hughes is the umpire, you'll hear her voice in a moment, and taking photographs as a sweet little girl who looks a bit starstruck as she poses. For the pictures, here's Alison.
Shot clocks are shown on the boards and in front. Towel boxes are in each corner, so the colour of your towels, orange, please, and blue, please. Do you have any questions? You're orange?
I'm orange.
Yes, and you're blue. I know, but it goes with the towels.
There is.
Do you have any questions?
Riggle's a bit confused about the towel situation.
Well, there is an orange box for a towel and a blue box for another towel, and the orange box will be Grigor's and the blue box will be Hubert's, but Grigor is wearing blue and Hubert is wearing orange, so that's why there's a mix-up in their colours.
Should have swapped that around, shouldn't they?
The answer would be to be colorblind.
Anna Klugman got the break, by the way, on court 12, so she's serving for the first set against Luna Maria Sinali at 5, 4 and 15 all. Temperature at the moment is 17 degrees. It may nudge up to 18. The wind is not a major issue. Humidity's not too bad either.
Oh, conditions are finally getting okay.
Mentioned that Grigor's 33 years of age. He's been as high as number 3 in the world. That was in November of 2017. Back in the top 10 now. 440 career wins, 101 of those on clay. And some memorable slam runs to the semi-finals at Wimbledon in 2017, the Australian Open in 2019, and also the US Open. No, actually, Wimbledon was 2014, that's right, when he beat Andy Murray memorably on centre court. The Australian Open semi-final run came in 2017, and he reached the last four at the US Open in 2019. Hubi Hurkacz, also a Wimbledon semi-finalist in 2021, and that's, of course, the year he ended Roger Federer's career when he bageled him in the final set of their match.
Hurkacz is coached by Craig Boynton, great coach. He's been doing a great job with John Isner.
Got a great beard these days as well.
There's been this style for quite for a few years now.
He looks like something out of ZZ Top.
L'ATP World Tour Master 1000 de Cincinnati et plus récemment
British coaches for Grigor Dimitrov. So he, as far as we're concerned, he's half British. He's got Jamie Delgado in his camp and Danny Valverde, who we also consider to be British, really, because he was part of Andy Murray's team for such a long time. And Dimitrov has admitted to loving London and the London nightlife, which maybe at times the attractions of being a top tennis player may have tempted him, but Antoine's quite right, he's knuckled down. And apart from giving me one of the most awkward moments of my broadcasting career during the pre-season event in Abu Dhabi back in December, it was a bizarre thing. I will not use the language that Grigor did, but we had access at that particular tournament to the players. We could sit and they put their headphones on with a microphone from the bench while they were watching and talk to us up in the commentary booth. And we were trying to be a bit different because it wasn't a proper rankings tournament. And my co-commentator and I, Robbie Koenig, were talking for some reason about dentists. And as Dimitrov put the cans on, he was a little confused. He thought he was going to talk tennis, and he heard us talking about dentists and assumed we were off air. And my first question to Grigor was, I know it's a bit of a random one, but what do you think of going to the dentist? At which point he used several expletives because he's got a pathological fear of going to the dentist, and that didn't go too well on air. I had to explain, Grigor, we're going live across the world. And he was incredibly apologetic afterwards, but he does not like the dentist. And then he said to us afterwards, it was a bizarre coincidence because he'd just been talking to his best friend who was at the dentist. Oh. So there was all these strange dental connections. And I think the reason we were talking about dentists is because, if I'm not mistaken, Iga Swiatek's sister is a dentist. Does that sound right? Gallic shrug of the shoulders from Antoine.
Did you say so?
Yeah, I am saying so. If she wasn't before, she is now. But anyway, enough of Abu Dhabi at the end of last year. Oh, you see, Happy Me is trying to trick you even more with difficult place names. I am not. Oh my goodness me, that last one cannot be right. Have a look at. Okay, I said I wouldn't test you again. If you go to the Twitter page,
okay,
have a look at Happy Me with some difficult to pronounce place names.
Okay, all right. And what is the third one?
The third one is ridiculous.
But
first one beginning with L.
Yeah. Okay. The first one is Leicester. Leicester.
I swore I wouldn't.
Leicester. Berry.
Berry's good. I'll take Berry. I'm not having the first one.
Leicester.
No? Better.
Leicester.
Nearly.
Leicester. Leicester.
No. Leicester.
Leicester. Leicester.
Leicester.
Leicester. Okay.
The other one, I think she's gone mad. I'll spell it. LLANFAIRPWLLGWYNGYLLGOGERYCHWYRNDROB W, it goes on and on. It's
quadruple
I can't keep going. Quadruple L A N T Y S I double L I O G O G O G O C H. That doesn't exist, does it? How do you say that?
In Iceland.
Iceland or somewhere in North Wales, perhaps, because the Welsh have some very difficult names. Yeah. That's outrageous.
Do it can actually exist?
Well, I think it does. I can't believe that Happy Me has just written a whole load of letters down. If you can Google that, check. She says, try this French one. Reims. Piece of cake.
What did you say?
R-E-I-M-S is Reims.
No, it's not.
Isn't it? Oh, Reims.
No. 30-0.
Reims.
What? Reims?
Reims.
Oh, Reims.
Yeah. Oh. Ah. Well, that's with the city of the champagne.
We're underway. Dimitrov, who's got a champagne game, is serving first. Nice. And he's got to 30 love. Having taken off his blue top, he's actually wearing a predominantly green outfit. And he comes in and puts away an off forehand. I have to say that the two colours the players are wearing do not complement each other. 40-0. sort of a lime green and an orange. You wouldn't put them together on the same shirt. So on the same court, it doesn't look great.
It is. It is. This place does exist.
Where is it?
And it's... Let me tell you.
Backhand is deep, but on the baseline from her catch. Now plays a big forehand, and the Bulgarian's backhand clips the top of the tape and bounces back his side. So her catch has his first point of the contest. It's 40-15. Is it in Wales?
I think you're right.
Yeah, it looked a bit Welsh.
Yeah, it is. And it's northwest of Wales.